Today we're talking about the importance of our food quality and food safety. I'm Keith Wenberg with your WNAX Farm News Update. This Farm News Update is being brought to you by Farmers Union Insurance. For a no-obligation quote, contact the local agent today. Lately, we have not been talking about the bird flu. Of course, there are cases out there, but right here in the Midwest, we are bird flu free. Dr. Beth Thompson is the state veterinarian with the South Dakota Animal Industry Board.
And isn't that good news?
Yes, it is.
It is for us, absolutely. Not much going on across the U.S. with avian influenza. We keep hearing about cases in Europe. There are cases, of course, going on over in Asia. But here in the U.S., it's been fairly quiet, waiting for that new migratory season to start up here in just a few months, though.
Yeah, the way this year's going, those few months will be here before we know. Did want to talk to you about a couple other things, and of course the screw worm, you and I have talked about that a number of times. That is a big concern. Our border between the U.S. and Mexico remains closed because of that issue. We're about 300 miles south of the border, I think, right now with it.
Yeah, that's my understanding. Well, closer to 400. I've heard okay. 350, 370 miles south of our border with Mexico. Concerning that, it was found closer to the United States. And I think everybody needs to remember, it's not just cattle
right.
that may be affected by screwworm, right? There may be wildlife out there that are carrying this pest northward. So something we need to keep our eyes on, most definitely.
That's your WNAX Farm News Update, brought to us by Farmers Union Insurance. I'm Keith Wenberg.